This is Earth and Sky. We pass between the Sun and Pluto on June 13th. This is Pluto's yearly opposition, when this outpost planet rises at sunset and wheels across the sky till dawn.
Pluto is 1,000 times too faint to see with the eye, but astronomers have studied it carefully in recent decades because Pluto has been closest to the Sun in its 248-year orbit. David Tholen at University of Hawaii is an expert on Pluto.
One of the most recent developments in Pluto research occurred in August 2002 when Pluto passed in front of a star. It's a fairly rare occurrence. The last time it happened was in 1988, and it was at that time that the atmosphere of Pluto was discovered because the light from the star dimmed gradually rather than abruptly, as you would expect from an airless body.
So the 2002 occultation was the first chance to see how the atmosphere changed since 1988.
It was determined that the pressure had approximately doubled since 1988.
Dr. Tholen said he's not surprised. It's like the hottest part of the day coming in late afternoon instead of at noon when the sun is highest. Pluto was closest to the sun in 1989, but it's taken some years for materials on its surface to heat up into a gaseous state, bolstering Pluto's atmosphere.
For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.